Thank you, Joan. And good morning, everyone. We are here now for our Wednesday morning meditation. I'm gonna play some Tibetan healing sounds this morning during meditation. Here they come. So we can start with eyes open or eyes closed. And we just want to tune in to these sounds, these Tibetan healing sounds. If you do begin with eyes open, at any point when you feel to close your eyes, go ahead and just gently close your eyes. Let's take a few deep breaths. We're going to begin today by turning our attention to the brain. And we're turning our attention to the brain as a physical part of the body. Just like we might turn our attention to the foot or to the hand. And as we turn our attention to the brain, we want to use our will, our consciousness, to relax the brain. You can scan the brain with your will in whatever way feels natural to you. But you want to use your conscious attention to cover all parts of the brain, the back lower part of the brain, across the outer top, front, the sides, deep within, scan all parts of the brain with your consciousness, your will, and the intention of relaxing. If you notice that the thinking is starting to become more active, see the thinking as just activity in the brain, firing in the brain. And return your will to the part of the brain where it feels like that is coming from. And again, relax, consciously relax that part of the brain. The brain is always working. Even listening to this Tibetan healing music is actually occurring in the brain. So we aren't shutting the brain down. We're just moving it into a very relaxed state. So that there isn't any additional firing happening in the brain. Nothing that doesn't need to happen right now. as you relax the brain consciously, it's possible that you'll become aware of some sensations in the brain, possibly a tingling or a numbing or some other type of sensation. Just let those sensations be. And continue to scan the brain with the will to relax, the will to rest. The brain, as a part of the body, is just like any other part of the body. It can become tired or aged from overwork. Some people have experienced, you know, their knees or their hips or other part of their bodies feel like they're beginning to age, maybe because of the way they've been used throughout lifetime. Well, if we let the mind worry, the brain can become overused from worry, for example. And so as we consciously rest the brain has the opportunity to rejuvenate itself, which it's completely capable of doing. So one thing that's happening during this meditation is the brain is not only resting, but it's beginning to rejuvenate itself. You might even be able to notice that although you consciously started the scanning and the resting process, that at some point it kind of takes over for itself and the scanning and the resting continues and you're able to just watch. It's interesting to observe that the brain is a very smart, computer-like part of the body. But there's a you, a consciousness with a will, that is able to direct the brain. Thank you. It's interesting to observe that if you are unconscious about yourself and focused on the world and focused on thoughts, that you can have an anxiousness about you, and the brain will respond by firing rapidly with anxiousness. But that if you become conscious of yourself as consciousness, and you direct the brain to relax, it follows the instructions to relax. As you observe this process, one question you can begin to ask yourself is, who am I, or what am I, that the brain should follow me? Continue to relax the brain with your will. If the brain has taken over itself in the scanning and the relaxing, observe, watch that happen. But notice that the brain is the computer-like machine part of the body, and that you are the consciousness. Begin to pay more attention to yourself now as consciousness. The first part of this meditation, we were directing our will towards the relaxing of the brain. And then we noticed that there was me, consciousness, and the brain. Now begin to shift your attention to looking at you, consciousness. You might ask yourself, what am I, or what is consciousness? Use a very soft looking, rather than a hard pointed looking, very soft, relaxed looking at consciousness, at yourself. As you pay attention to consciousness with a soft looking, see if you can find an edge or a boundary to consciousness. For example, if your relaxed brain has sensations about it, where do you find those sensations? Are they inside of or outside of consciousness? These Tibetan healing sounds, are they inside of or outside of consciousness? If there are any other noises in your environment, maybe birds outside the window or a pet nearby, are those sounds inside of or outside of consciousness? As you explore to see if you can find a boundary to consciousness, notice again that you are consciousness. Notice that this is a fact. Notice how your will relaxes the brain. And notice how you are the awareness that is consciousness. answer whatever you find to be true of consciousness in your investigation is also true of you. Again, with a very soft attention, non-thinking, we want the brain to remain relaxed. A very soft attention. Notice that this is true. For the remaining 2 minutes that we have, just be the consciousness that you are. Let the brain remain relaxed. Let whatever's happening in the body or in the environment happen. And you just be aware. Time for our meditation to come to an end. But consider practicing this brain relaxation from time to time. It really is very healing for the brain, and it helps you to become aware of yourself as awareness. Thank you very much for spending this time with me today. I'm releasing the mic.